Sean Mize here, and in this training, I am going to give you the steps to creating I'm going to call it a guru-level business in an internet marketing niche. And just to give you a little bit of background before I get into this, the first thing is that I personally believe that the internet marketing niches are underserved. I believe there's a huge amount of demand, and there's not enough good people to meet that demand. Okay, now, I know that may sound crazy because, you know, if you've been in the internet marketing niche very long, you may have 100 emails a day that are coming in from people trying to sell you something. Okay, and that's my point exactly. There's a whole bunch of people out there just trying to sell something, but I don't believe there's enough people out there actually trying to help. And I believe that people purchase from people who are trying to help. I believe there's a huge demand for people that are willing to help. And let me explain this just a little bit. Let me just kind of go through the pattern that somebody goes through, you know, in getting to the point that they have, let's say, 100,000 subscribers. Okay? So somebody gets started in an IM niche. Let me just pull a niche out of the hat here. Let's say list building. Okay, there's not nearly enough people teaching list building out there, in my opinion. Very, very little good teaching going on. There's a few good instructors, and that's about it, in an area that probably could handle 50 people teaching great information on list building. But we just take list building as an example. Let's say, you know, Johnny, imaginary Johnny, starts out today, and Johnny gets into the list building, he knows what he's doing, and he starts teaching people, and he creates a list building training, and 1,000 people buy it, and he offers a coaching program, and 100 people get in the coaching program. And so he coaches everybody, he does that for about 6 months, and there's like 1,000 more people that want his coaching, and there's no way that Johnny can actually physically, personally coach 1,000 more people because he doesn't have enough hours in the day, and he will he just won't be able to handle it. He'd become totally exhausted. And so what is Johnny's option? Well, Johnny can choose to raise his prices to the point that only 100 people can pay for him, and then the other 1,000 people can't afford him, okay? Or Johnny can say, okay, I'm going to meet the needs of 1,000 people, but I'm not going to give personal attention anymore. Okay, and so what happens is Johnny actually sells himself out of the business of working with people personally. So what happens is the 1,000 people that need help personally can't get it from Johnny anymore. And if somebody else doesn't come along to fit in there, then, well, all those 1,000 people aren't going to be served. Okay, now, when somebody like you maybe comes in and says, well, there's no room for another list building guru because Johnny is the guru. Okay? That's the fallacy. The simple fact that Johnny is the guru means that there's room for like 20 more people to coach 50 people one-on-one, okay? Just the fact that there's room for huge gurus out there means that there's 10 or 50 or 100 times more room for people to work with people personally one-on-one. I started my business working with people personally one-on-one. Okay, I did it until I had 60 people that I was working with one-on-one, and what happened was I tried to take a vacation. We went down to the beach. I tried to take a vacation, and I took like 2 days off, and I had like 100 emails that really had to be answered, you know, and they interrupted my vacation. And I realized right away that I had to cut things back, and so what I did, I raised prices until I had 30 clients at half the price. And then at a later point, I did the same thing. I raised prices again, so I was charging even a higher price to work with a fewer number of personal people. Okay? And now at this point, I rarely ever work with anybody personally. Okay, so what about all of those people that need somebody to work with personally? I mean, if I were to offer a similar personal offer like I used to offer, when I had the time, when I didn't have my business built to the place where I just don't take the time to work with one-on-one anymore, okay? Just for several reasons, it's not good for me, okay? all of the people that need one-on-one have to go somewhere else. Again, if they go to the other gurus that have done the same thing that I've done and locked themselves out of being able to work with people personally one-on-one, okay, I hope you see where I'm going with this. There's always room for new people to come in. And right now, the internet marketing niche is in an explosion, okay, as a result of a number of different things. The economy, you know, people's life savings being changed. People, so many more people coming online. So many more people making money online. So other people look and they go, well, if they're making money, I could make money. And there's literally so many people coming online, and there's just not enough people to answer their questions. Okay? I'm going to give you some ideas now for some areas where I just believe that there aren't enough teachers. Obviously, list building, product creation, very little good product creation teaching going on right now. Sales funnel creation, email writing. I mean, I know of like three people, and I know of maybe three people who do a good job of really teaching the psychology of writing emails. Imagine if you were to become good at that. The room is just out there for someone to become an expert at the psychology of emails. Blog marketing, huge area. Forum marketing, huge area. How about some new ones? Twitter marketing or Facebook marketing? I mean, the truth of the matter is, my opinion is most people that are doing really well with Facebook marketing, they don't want to coach anybody anyway because they're making so much money doing it themselves, they don't want to take the time away. If you become good at it, you can teach other people. Okay, and obviously, you know, we've got the good old standby, WordPress. I believe that there's a huge of experts in the WordPress area. You know, people come on, they want to learn how to do something simple, you know, like install WordPress, make a blog happen, you know, make edits, et cetera, et cetera. And I just don't see that there's enough people. And so I've just given you just like 10 ideas, but there's multiple areas in the IM niche where there's just not enough people offering good help. There's plenty of products out there, but don't mistake products for saturation. Don't mistake getting 100 emails in every day that say, buy here, buy here, buy here. Okay? Number one, you don't have any idea how many sales those emails are actually making. Okay? But those emails, for the most part, out of every 100 emails you get, there may be one person that's looking for personal help. But think about this. Aren't most people looking for personal help? So if most people are looking for, even if only half of people are looking for personal help, but 99% of all options are products, there's a huge mismatch there, okay? So I don't want to go any deeper. I don't want to keep, you know, just kind of beating this topic over the head, but I want to make it very clear that I believe there's a huge demand in the internet marketing niche. Okay, I'm going to give you the steps. Here's what I'm going to do first. I'm just going to name all the steps, and then I'll go back and go through each one and tell you how to do it in kind of an overview fashion. I mean, the rest of my training teaches you each one of these steps, okay? Number one, you've got to create an expert presence. Number two, you've got to create a squeeze page to get people on your list. Number two and a half, you're going to write articles to build credibility and to drive traffic, okay? Now, two and a half can be other sources of traffic if you wish. Okay, obviously I'm a huge believer in content marketing and article marketing and blog marketing. You know, I've used it for years. My clients use it. It's an incredible way to get traffic. The third step is to create a 3-hour audio product every month. Fourth step is to write a sales letter for each product each month. So each month you're creating a 3-hour audio product and you're writing a sales letter to go with it. Okay? That's steps 4 and 5. Number 6, each day you're going to write one new email to put in your email campaign. Number 7, you're going to create and launch a coaching program. Number 8, you're going to do this all the time on a regular basis. You rinse and repeat. You're going to write 10 articles a day. It takes about 2 hours to do. You're going to write an email a day. It takes 15 minutes. You write a product a month. takes about, or create a product a month, takes about 4 hours a month, so an hour a week to have a new product every month. And you're going to have one coaching program where you do either email access or a live group Q&A call. And a live group Q&A call takes about an hour and a half a week to deliver. Unlimited email will cost you a few hours a week to deliver, you know, depending on how much control you're willing to have over when you open your email box. Let's go through these steps. Before we go through these steps, we'll touch on this number 8, this rinse and repeat. Okay? It really only takes about 3 hours a day to do everything in that list. Really, about 3 hours a day, once you know how to do it, okay? It's just like anything else. If you've never made a sandwich before and you have to learn how to make one, it might take you 2 hours, okay? As you open up the refrigerator and you look for the different items and you don't know where they are, and then you have to figure out, do you use a knife or a fork or a spoon to put the mayonnaise on the bread, and, you know, how many slices do you use? I mean, it could take you a month to figure out the optimal sandwich if you've never made one in your life before. Okay, after a month, I make a sandwich in 2 minutes. Well, it's the same way with all of these steps. And if you judge how long it's going to take you to do each step by the time it takes you to do it the first time, well, you'll judge that it's going to take you far longer than it takes you on any of these pieces. Okay, but once you get good at them, you can run the business in a few hours a day. You're not going to be able to do it at first that way. Okay, things are going to take longer. It might take you 2 hours to write one article, the first article you write. But 100 articles later, you're writing 10 every 2 hours. Same thing with creating a product. It takes me 3 hours to record a 3-hour audio training. Okay? So think about this. Right now, I'm recording what's probably going to be about a 45-minute audio training. How long is it going to take me to do? 45 minutes. Okay, that took me about 10 minutes to write the outline. The first outline you ever write, that might take you 5 hours. You can't judge the outlines you're going to write for your next 12 products on how long it takes you to write your first one. Okay? And so because you can't be a good judge of it, for some period of time, you're just going to have to take other people's word for it. And my guess is you've heard it from others that create lots of products, that it doesn't take a whole long time to do it. Just take our word for it for right now, and 6 months from now, when you've created 3 or 4 products, you'll find you can do it very, very, very quickly. I mean, I can literally decide to one day I'm going to create a product, the next day record for 3 hours, the next day write a sales letter, and the next day promote it. Okay, I've done that before, or something very, very, very similar. You know, the timing might even be more scrunched than that from time to time. Okay, and you'll be able to do it too. Same thing with the coaching program. You know, once you write lesson one, all your future clients can get lesson one, the same lesson. You never have to write lesson one again. Now, 5 years from now, you may go back through it and say, you know, boy, I've learned a lot and I'm going to improve this lesson. But you don't have to rewrite it if you don't want to. I mean, it's there. And you have to create it for your first client, but your 1,000th client is still going to get the same lesson from the same coaching program at the first time, unless you arbitrarily choose for some reason that you want to rewrite that lesson. And so once those lessons are created, they're there. You know, once you've created 12 months worth of lessons, you can sell 12-month coaching packages for the rest of your life, maybe, unless your niche changes. You know, then you go back and you edit, you know, lesson 7 because something changed in that lesson. It's not something you have to do every month, okay? So let's get into these steps. The first thing you got to do, step one, create an expert presence online. The easiest way to do that is to write 10 articles that are about your topic, and good articles, interesting articles, articles that reveal some things that not everybody else does online. Articles that when somebody reads them, these are going to be over-the-top articles. When somebody reads them, they're going to go, wow, this person knows what he's talking about or what she's talking about. Submit those articles to 10 different websites online. So one article to website 1, one article to website 2, one article to website 3. And the reason that you're going to do that is you want those articles to all come up for your name online. Okay, so if somebody goes, you know, like, let's take my name, Sean Mize. Let's say somebody says, oh, I wonder, you know, who this Sean Mize guy is? And they type my name into the search engines. hopefully they're going to come up with a number of different pages where they can explore and find out more about me. Okay? Now, if when somebody goes to find out more about you, they find a whole bunch of social media pages from other people who are not related to you and that have no web presence at all except they happen to have a social media page, I personally believe that's a problem. I believe when somebody searches your name that they should come up with you, okay? I mean, and obviously, unless you have exactly the same name as somebody else that's famous, and they rightfully, you know, they rightfully have all those slots, you know, and then the position, the case can be made that maybe you need to have a bit of a pen name for the work that you do online. Possibly. You know, if you have the same name as a really famous football player, you may not want to launch an internet marketing business in the same name. You may want to add an initial or change the spelling on your last name or something. We're not talking about being deceptive. We're talking about just using a pen name so that you are unique from other people out there. Okay, kind of like if you get a job at a new store and you're hired in a new office and there's four people with your name already. Well, you're probably not going to get to use your first name in everyday conversation. I mean, sure, your check might be made out to you, but they're going to probably call you, you know, Jordy or, you know, Tall Guy or Slim or, whatever your nickname is. Or, you know, they might call you Little John or Johnny Thor. You're not going to call everybody in the office the same name. And so all of this to say, if you have the same name as somebody else when you're marketing, if you're in the internet marketing niche, you may want to alter things a little bit for your pen name. You need people to be able, when they find you online, to be able to put your name in a search engine and show you're an expert. Okay. Number two, you need a squeeze page to get people on your list. Here's what I like to do. This is how I started my business. This is what I recommend for people who are serious internet marketers, especially if you're starting out. You don't have any products. If you already have 10 products, it's a different ballgame. But if you don't have any products, you're starting out fresh, what you need to do, you need to go out and find 10 marketers who have products that will teach people the concepts that you're eventually wanting to teach. Okay? Because when somebody comes to you in your list the third day and says, hey, can you teach me about, you know, whatever. Let's say you're in the list, but somebody says, can you teach me about building a squeeze page? If you don't have a product for doing that, you need to be able to recommend somebody else's product. You need to go sign up for the affiliate program so that you get paid a commission when somebody buys that. And then anybody time somebody asks you about creating a squeeze page, you're going to send them. You're going to say, you know what, I don't have any training about squeeze pages yet. I may have one in a few months. I recommend right now that you buy XYZ program, and then you send them the link, and they buy it, and you get paid a commission. That's how I got started. Okay? Then what you're going to do is you're going to write a giveaway ebook, 10 pages, 15 pages, 20 pages, whatever, and you're going to give the outlines of how to do whatever it is you're teaching. So if you're in WordPress, you're going to have the outlines, and, you know, step one is how to install WordPress. Step two might be how to create a squeeze page on WordPress. Step three might be how to create a sales page on WordPress. Step four might be how to do SEO for WordPress. Step five, whatever. Same thing with Facebook marketing or Twitter marketing. What are the 10 steps to doing whatever it is that you're going to teach? What you should do is write an ebook that has about a page or a paragraph on how to do that step. And at the end of the paragraph, you're going to say, by the way, if you want to learn more about this, I recommend so-and-so's product. That's what I did with my very first giveaway squeeze page. It had links to a whole bunch of different affiliate marketing programs, not affiliate marketing programs, but programs that would teach people each individual area that I was telling them about in the paragraph. And I earned a commission every time somebody clicked and bought. That's what I believe you should do to get started. Then what you do over time is let's say that you're in the list building niche and you recommend people to a squeeze page product, you recommend people to a list building product, you recommend people to an email marketing product, you recommend people to affiliate marketing product. Four products, you're going to gain commission every time somebody clicks. Well, once you create your own product, you're going to go back into your ebook, you're going to take out the link going to the official. You're going to put your link in. And so now it's going to say, instead of, by the way, if you want to learn more about squeeze page making, go to this product. You're going to say, by the way, if you want to learn more about squeeze page making, I have an incredible training that will teach you how. And then over time, your ebook will have 10 links to 10 of your products instead of 10 affiliate products. So what it allows you to do is position yourself totally as an expert. You'll be recommending people to each of the products they need to learn whatever it is that they're wanting to learn, okay? And over time, you will be able to replace those, you'll be able to replace those links with your own products. So it'll be just a gradual transition. It won't like be like you go from 0 to 10 in a day. You'll just do it gradually over time. Every month as you create a product, you'll just replace somebody else's product in your book. Okay? Tip number 2.5 is write 10 articles a day. The first day it'll probably be one article. Take you 2 hours maybe. The second day you'll write 2 articles in 2 hours. The third day you'll write 3 articles in 2 hours. And somewhere in the, between the 10th and 20th day, you'll be up to writing 10 articles a day. Okay, now, why 10? Well, because 10 will usually give you the traffic necessary. If you do everything I teach the way I teach it, I've found that 10 articles a day will get you to full-time income. That's what I found. Okay, now, some people will tell me, I've heard this before, I don't have time to write 10 articles a day, but I want to make a full-time income. Well, I have to ask you this. If you are not willing to work 2 hours to get started making a full-time income, do you really have a right to make a full-time income? I know I just stepped on somebody's toes right there, okay? But we all have to kind of earn our way in this world. We all have to earn our way in this world. Nothing comes free in this world. Nothing legitimate comes free in this world, okay? And so you got to pay your dues. And part of that's going to be working a couple hours a day to get to a full-time income. Okay, now, if you only have half of that, an hour a day, recognize that you're not going to get to a full-time income. The full-time job that you have that's preventing you from working 2 hours a day, that's your full-time income. So you could take the hour a day, do half the work, and get to a part-time income. And then once you have the part-time income, at some point, maybe you squirrel away enough that you can finally say, okay, I got this part-time income coming in. Now I can cut back on my hours at my real job, and I can work 2 or 3 hours a day until the business is doing full-time. Then I can quit my other job. Now I'm only working 2 or 3 hours a day, okay, and I'm making full-time income. Now I can start outsourcing other people. I can work even less, and I'm making a full-time income. That is perpetuated online, that you can just click 3 buttons and get rich. It's not true. It doesn't happen. It's not going to happen for you. It hasn't happened to the other people that are telling you, okay, that it can happen. It's just that it's a fallacy, okay? You've got to put the time in. It's just like if you're going to write a book, you can't write a book in 2 hours. It's just like if you're going to create an audio product, you're going to have to sit down and record for a few hours. You're not going to be able to snap your fingers. Same thing with getting traffic to your site. The next step is you're going to create a 3-hour audio product. Now, if you are an expert, or even if you just know about the topic, let's say, let's go to that list building niche again, and let's say that you're going to teach people how to build a list. If you know how to build a list and you can record a 3-hour training, just do it. If you are an expert at Facebook traffic and you could create a 3-hour training, just do it. Okay, now if you, and obviously some of these niches, when I say record, that may be audio like I'm doing right now. For some of them, you may be better off visual. So WordPress, you may need to do videos. You could use Camtasia or ScreenFlow on your computer. You maybe even for Facebook, you might want to use a video. I don't know, maybe Twitter marketing. Maybe you'd use, you know, probably all of these you could use video if you wanted. I'm a big believer in if it's possible to use audio, and then use video if there's something critical that you need to show people. If you're not an expert, don't let that hold you back. There's 100 people probably emailing you every day that know more than you do or claim to know more than you do about your topic anyway. Just write 10 of them back and say, hey, I'm kind of a newbie in the industry. I'm going to create a brand new product, and I'd love to interview you for an hour for my product that's coming up. And I've asked 20 people to do it. I'm only going to take 3, and You know, I'm gonna be promoting the product. This is probably something you'd like to do with me, okay? And maybe out of 10 people, you get 3 people that say, yeah, I'd love to do an interview with you. Immediately when they say they'd love to do it, schedule it for the next day. The reason for that is that if you don't schedule it right away, their schedules might become busy and they may never have time to do the interview. Do the interview immediately. As soon as you have 3 people to interview, you're simply going to do the 3 interviews. Don't ask them all the same questions. Come up with 30 questions that, when answered, would give you a full product. Ask one expert 10 questions, ask another expert different 10 questions, ask another expert a different 10 questions. So that at the end of the day, you've answered all the questions that are necessary for your product. You don't need to go out and ask the same questions to 3 different people. That would just be redundant. I mean, sure, you may say, well, they're going to ask different questions. Well, you could use that approach if you want, but my guess is your product will be a better product and more advanced if you ask different questions to different people. You take those 3 hours, you compile them together, that's a 3-hour audio product. Then you're going to write a sales letter. Now, my first sales letter I wrote using software. Okay, I've used a lot of software to write sales letters. Most of my probably first 20 sales letters, if they weren't written with the software, I simply took the HTML created from writing a prior sales letter and adjusted it for the next product. Okay, you do not need to write your own sales letters. In fact, everything I'm teaching you today is silly, silly simple to do, except for writing a sales letter. Everything else that you need to do to build your business in the next 90 days is so simple, you don't really have to, there's very little learning curve. Okay, writing a sales letter, there's a huge learning curve. My recommendation is don't write your first sales letter. Don't write your first 10. Go buy software to write a sales letter. That's my recommendation. Okay, the next step is each month create a new product. Okay, now that really just goes on what I just said. Create a 3-hour audio product every month. 3 hours a month. That's all you need. 3 hours a month, you have a new product every month. In 10 months, you'll have 10 products. How many of your competitors have 10 products? Step 6, each day write 1 new email for your email campaign and put it on the back of your email campaign. Let's say 1 new email a day. Okay, 15 minutes a day. Step 7, create a coaching program. This is really easy to do once you have 100 subscribers. And if you have 100 subscribers that have been on your list for 5 years and they don't remember who you are, this won't work. I'm talking about going out, writing 100 articles and getting 100 new subscribers in the next 2 weeks, new people who have present needs that really want your help. You've been writing an email every day. 2 weeks from now, you write an email that says, hey, I need your help. I'm in the process of creating a new coaching program, and I want to make sure it's perfect for your needs. So I need your help. Number 1, what do you want to accomplish in the next 3 to 6 months? And number 2, what are the 3 biggest things that are holding you back from accomplishing that? Okay. And number 3, you could or could not ask the following question. How would it feel if somebody like me could show you step by step exactly what to do and how to do it, and you'd have an opportunity to talk with me every single week to answer all of your questions and give you directions so that you can master your goal in the next 3 to 6 months. That question's optional, okay, or that can come in a later email. It doesn't make any difference. So out of the 100 people, maybe 10 of them write back. They tell you what their goals are and they tell you what their challenges are. Copy and paste all those challenges into a word processing document. Group them by topic. And that is the outline for your coaching program. You are going to launch a coaching program that is specifically tailored to the 10 people that wrote you back. Because why? Because those are their needs. That's what you should be coaching on. Then you're going to set a price for your coaching program. Could be $100 a month, could be $200 a month. If you're just starting out, keep it low. Once you have too many clients, you can always raise the price. Okay? Write a sales letter. Refer to step number 4. Don't write it yourself. Use sales letter software. Okay. Then what you're going to do is people are going to sign up for your coaching program, and you are going to write a new lesson every 10 days. The first lesson is going to be based on what people need. And on day 5, after you've sent the lesson out on day 1, on day 5, you're going to send an email out that says, hey, I'm getting ready to sit down and write lesson number 2. What would you like me to teach on? And they're going to tell you, and you're going to write a lesson about what's in their questions. That's basically the way I created my very first coaching program. Now, once you've created your first coaching program and you have already established an order in which you teach things, in the future, there's no reason to change that unless you want to change that. Okay? I mean, now when I teach what I teach, I pretty much teach it in the same order every time, just like today. You know, eight steps, nine steps here, because we have a 2.5. Nine steps here, pretty much the same steps I teach. Every coaching program I teach is going to be pretty much the same steps. Are these the perfect order? I don't know. They work well for me. They work well for my clients. Okay? They're the order that I found works really well. And you're going to find an order to teach things that works really well in your niche. You don't need to know before you create your first coaching program what that order is. You're going to create each lesson every 10 days on the fly. There's two ways, primary ways, that you can create your lessons. One is you can write a PDF, okay, just a 5-10-page document that teaches everything you need to teach. That's your lesson. That's how I did my first coaching program. Now my coaching programs are recorded teachings. Why? Well, because it only takes me an hour to create a one-hour recorded lesson, whereas it may take me 5 hours to type out the same amount of information. It's simply more efficient for me to speak it than to write it. Okay. So what makes a coaching program a coaching program? A coaching program, what differentiates a coaching program from just actually selling them the training is the interaction. Okay. My first coaching program came with unlimited email access. And if you have less than, say, 50 people in a coaching program, unlimited email access, I mean, if you have 50 clients, you're probably, long run, not going to get more than 5 emails a day. Okay, so you have 50 people paying you $100 a month, $5,000 a month for answering 5 emails a day. It feels pretty fair to me, okay? And you can pretty much do unlimited email access if you have 50 clients. You get to where you have 1,000 clients, you have to make a choice. Either withdraw unlimited email access or hire an assistant to answer the emails. And then obviously when you sell the coaching, you let them know that it's your assistant that's going to answer the questions and not you. And, okay, so you have to make a decision there. Right now you have 0 clients, so you don't need to make that decision. You can start out with unlimited email access. The question I sometimes get is, well, what if somebody writes me 27 questions the first day? Here's how I handle that. No, hardly anybody does. I mean, out of every 300 clients, you might get one person that asks too many questions. And really, it's unlimited, so there's not really too many questions. The problem is, if somebody's asking you 27 questions, they probably aren't doing any work. They're asking questions. So here's what I do. They ask me 27 questions. I write them back, and I say, hey, I noticed that you sent me 27 emails last night, and since I think you're probably only going to have time this week to do the instructions when I answer email 1, I'll answer email 2 when you have completed step 1. And you just answer step 1 for them, and they go do the work, and a week later they say, okay, I'm ready for you to answer question 2. It's just that easy, and they will probably never send you 27 emails in a night again. Okay, so I mean, literally 1 out of 300 clients that will ever abuse unlimited email. In fact, out of thousands of clients, I've maybe had 1 or 2 people that I've ever felt like, you know, wow, this is really unlimited email. Okay, so don't be scared of unlimited email. Or do a live group Q&A call. That's what I do. So people that are in my coaching programs, I just allow them to come on to a live group Q&A call. If they have questions, they can ask questions. If they don't have any questions, they just listen, and they hear me teaching other people, and it's a great value. Okay, I prefer that to doing unlimited email. But you can do it either way. Oh, by the way, a lot of people, when they first start coaching, they're afraid that they won't know the answers when somebody asks them live on a call. And if that's the case, they'll just start with writing, because that way if somebody asks a question, they don't know the answer, then go get the answer. I don't think I've ever had a client, though, that has asked me a question, and I've responded, you know what, that's a great question, and it's a little bit more in-depth than I really wanted to go into today on this call. There's some details I want to double-check before I just spout things off the top of my head. Would it be okay if I wrote you an email response in a couple of days after I get the facts straight? I've never had somebody say, no, it's not okay. Okay, so anytime, don't be afraid of a live call. If somebody asks you a question, you don't know the answer, you can just say, you know what, I'm not sure exactly how I want to answer that. Would it be okay if I wrote you an email back? And they should always say yes. Okay, step number 8, rinse and repeat. 10 articles a day takes you 2 hours a day. Write an email a day takes 15 minutes a day. Write a product a month, it's 3 hours a month, and your coaching program. Once you write the first sales letter and get it out there, every 10 days you got to create a new lesson. And if you're doing a live group call once a week, you get on the call for an hour or two. Okay, folks, here's what I want to do is go through So those are your nine steps. Let me go ahead and repeat them real quick for you. You're going to create an expert presence online. You're going to create a squeeze page to get people on your list. You are going to write a giveaway book that sends people to various affiliate products until you can replace those products with yours. You're going to write 10 articles a day. You're going to create a three-hour audio product each month. So that 10 months from now, you'll have 10 products. You're going to write a sales letter each month. Each month, you're going to create that new product. Each day, you're going to write one new content or sales email each day. Not even each day. Now you're going to create a coaching program. Every 10 days, you're going to add one lesson to the program, put an autoresponder. Okay? It's a simple, simple system. Folks, you can do it. It's as simple as I just shared. You know, I know that sometimes when you hear this kind of instruction, it feels like it's more if you haven't done it. Trust me. Start on step one. Do step one. If it takes you a week, it takes you a week. What do you have to lose? A week is going to come and go whether you do step one or not. And same thing. 2 weeks is going to come and go whether you do two steps or not. 3 weeks is going to come and go. The next 90 days are going to come and go whether you do these steps or not. And 90 days from now, you'd be so much better off if you had 1,000 subscribers and three products in a funnel and a coaching program. So get out there and do it. You folks have the training to do it, so get out there and do it.